The new subsidiary, which will be called Adalyn Biosciences, will manufacture medicine for gene therapy, initially focusing on two types of muscular atrophy. The building will be built on land owned by Ohio State University, and the requested abatement will divert $19.7 million from the school district over its 15-year span. As a nonprofit, Nationwide Children's has rarely sought tax abatements, but the hospital's vice president of planning and business development, Libby Huang, says the for-profit subsidiary is new territory.
Because it is a different company than what Nationwide Children's Hospital is, we're taking a huge risk. We'll have nearly $30 million of payroll with very limited income. So that's why we're asking for the tax abatement to help us through those times.
The company, which could launch this summer, will still generate income taxes the district would share with the city. Huang says the initial 66 full-time employees and $5 million payroll will triple by the time the facility opens in 2024. Huang and Mary Kay Irwin, the hospital's school health services director, reminded the board that since 2015, Nationwide Children's has operated in-school clinics and behavioral programs at an annual cost to the hospital of $3.2 million. Huang says those programs could be expanded.
The intention is for us to provide more behavioral health and primary care services. You heard a lot of conversation around where we can partner on workforce development. Because we're not going live with a new facility for 2.5 years, that's a little bit in the infant stage, so we will continue to work with them and figure out ways to partner on workforce development as well.
Any tax abatement must also be approved by Columbus City Council. The school board will vote on the abatement at its first meeting in February. Tax abatements were a sore point in contract talks with the teachers' union over the summer, and teachers marched in protest over generous abatements granted by the city. In November, the school board approved a 30-year tax exemption for a retail development on the Near East Side. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.